This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue crews are sifting through the partially collapsed Florida condominium building where at least 18 people were killed and 145 are still missing. The rescue operations resumed late Thursday, on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the oceanfront community of Surfside, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have been searching the rubble for potential signs of life for days now, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. Australia announced plans to reduce commercial passenger arrivals by half due to the emerging risk of the COVID-19 Delta variant as parts of the country emerge from lockdown Friday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told reporters in Canberra that Australia will cap weekly arrivals at 3,000, down from 6,000 by July 14th, to reduce pressure on hotel quarantine. Australia already has some of the world's tightest border restrictions aimed at keeping COVID-19 out. Morrison also said a vaccine would be made available to every Australian who want one by the end of the year. Almost half of the Australian population has been locked down for the past week due to infection clusters. Several cities, Queensland and Northern Territory, came out of lockdown on Friday. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Prosecutors in New York on Thursday issued an indictment charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-books benefits such as cash, private school tuition, luxury cars, without reporting it to the IRS or state tax authorities as income. At the same time, prosecutors indicted the company's 73-year-old chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on 15 charges, including grand larceny and tax fraud. Both Weisselberg and the Trump Organization have pleaded not guilty and vowed to fight the charges in court. The United States and Britain are sounding another alarm about Russian activity in cyberspace, accusing the Kremlin of repeatedly trying to smash its way into the critical systems of government agencies, defense contractors, universities, and even political parties. A joint advisory Thursday from the U.S. National Security Agency and Britain's National Cyber Security Center said Russian military intelligence, the GRU, has been carrying out a brute force campaign since 2019, getting hold of credentials such as email logons. U.S. officials urge agencies and organizations to take basic precautions as a first step in fighting back. Some U.S. lawmakers have called for mandatory reporting requirements for companies hit by major hacks, ransomware attacks, and other types of breaches, saying it will help the government respond more effectively to cyber intrusion. The House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Lawmakers on Wednesday approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as officers were injured fighting former Donald Trump supporters watched from the gallery above. The vote on the resolution to form the panel fell along party lines, with Republicans objecting that major Democrats would be in charge. The Justice Department is halting federal executions after a historic use of capital punishment by the Trump administration, which carried out 13 executions in 6 months. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's imposing a moratorium on federal executions while the Justice Department conducts a review of its policies and procedures. For more news, we'd like you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.